This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Y'all feel good when Jake Moody's lining up a kick? Let's just start. Let's talk this out. 888-957-9570. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. That's exactly what it was. And if you're going to have the best of times, you know what Jake Moody's day was on Saturday? It's very much like what Texas and Alabama do in the college football season when they lose week one to Ohio State. But then it doesn't matter. You come back. You win the SEC title game, and even if you've got two losses, everybody will campaign for you, and you end up in the national title game anyway, even though Boise State went undefeated and you have two losses. It's okay because, yes, there is a built-in advantage, and that's that you are a third-round draft pick and this team would like you to succeed. And secondly, like they say in college football, if you're going to lose a game, do it early. And so that's what Jake did. If you're going to miss a kick, do it early, because the last thought in our head was, attaboy, Jake. And so that's going to keep him around a little while, but it's not going to change the fact that, to me, there were two poor kicks, and one of them is, yes, it's not a big deal. You miss a 53-yarder, that happens. But I don't think it was exactly the day that Jake needs to make everybody feel good about him being the 49er kicker.
And I don't think that everyone's going to feel good until you get through a big part of the season, and he does late game special things or end of the half special things. Fans are in a certain mindset with Jake Moody, and it's partly draftism, and I appreciate Evan calling it back to this show and you in particular, because Jake Moody as a third-round pick is held to a higher standard than if he just would have been a street free agent. And that's, it's neither fair nor unfair. It's just the reality of the situation. And I look at Jake Moody's performance in the preseason game, and yeah, it was good. And I have confidence in Jake Moody because I think last year he was kicking a little bit injured. And again, I never make excuses for people who play the sport, but you could see that he was not able to kick with as much confidence. You look at his rookie year, he was 84%, which last year, that was the dead league average. And, you know, he made a couple of long ones, and he was pretty good on the extra points. He only missed one of those. Last year was not so much that. So year three, this is the year, and he's not going to get, if he comes out and he goes four for his first nine, that's it.
Oh,
if you go,
I don't even know
in,
if he'll get the ninth kick if he's 4 for 8.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree with you completely.
But I mean, or if he's 6 for 6 and he lines up in week three for a 41-yarder to win the game and he misses it, and you lose 20-19. I mean, he's one missed kick away in the clutch from being out on the street.
From at least it being a question, yeah.
Well, I think it's already a question,
well,
right?
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know that they're on the verge of making a move, but yeah, like, that's why it was so interesting when people were so locked in on the camp kicker battle. Greg Joseph was on the team, and they're like, wait a minute, you cut Joseph? That thing wasn't done yet. Like, that was a tight battle, and Kyle's like, it doesn't need to be a camp battle. A kicker is battling for his job every single week, every single kick, okay? Kickers are like washer fluid in your cars. It's very easy to replace. You don't need to go discuss this with someone. If you miss two kicks week one, you bring on a bunch of kickers on Monday and you sign one of them.
Greg Joseph is a free agent.
Done.
For example.
Done. So, like, I don't need it to be a camp battle or anything. I'm just looking for someone, anyone, to consistently kick the ball straight. And I'll add this, by the way, with regard to, like, okay, yes, 59-yarder. And the miss was, what, 53?
Yep.
These are long kicks, and you get credit for a 59-yarder no matter what. But I do change my thought process a little bit when you're kicking in a dome. And that's why I was not thrilled with two crooked kicks, because you were in a dome. And to me, that lops about 8 or 9 yards off of every kick. You know, a 59-yarder in a dome is kind of like a 50-yarder in Cleveland, where he famously missed a huge kick.
Yep.
When Brock Purdy and Brandon Ayuk drove the team down the field and got him in position for what I think was a 41, 43-yarder, something like that, and he missed it. So if you're having a hard time kicking straight in Las Vegas, my man, it's only going to get more crooked in just about every other environment in the league.
Yeah, it just depends on where you're kicking and what the conditions are. And there's a certain allowance that you have to give a guy when, for example, you're going to Green Bay and going to Buffalo. I don't even know if he kicked in those games, or probably didn't even matter if he did or he didn't, because those games were blowouts anyway. But when you have a situation like that indoor and you go 5 for 6, that's good. Even though one of them was a barely made it and the miss was, you know, left going left. It's kind of like your drive sometimes where, you know, you get the right hand involved and you hit it left. And when I hit it left, it always comes back to the right. But you're actually a good golfer and you hit it left. That thing's going to keep going left.
I had a couple of those snappies yesterday. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's where you don't want to see that from Jake Moody. But I do think that there's a little adjustment now with the two-step approach. And he's had enough time to where he's going to be ready for the opener. And if he's not able to kick at the level that they need him to kick at, then they're going to pivot.
We're going to go to the phones in a sec. I want to, like, can we add to what happened in the crossover? Because everyone's like, oh, Kyle doesn't even talk to kickers. What a meanie. There was more on that conversation. He was asked why he doesn't talk to kickers.
I don't discriminate versus anyone, but there's not a lot to talk to them about. They need to kick it between those two uprights, and if they want to talk more, that's fine. I'll do whatever they want, but I don't pretend like I'm doing something when I'm talking to the kicker, so I let them try to. I don't like everyone going up to them either. I'd like them to just stay mentally clear, lock into their job, and get it done.
I think this is an odd thing to make a thing out of. Like, there is no reading of the defense. Here's the ball, kick it straight. That's it. There's nothing to discuss here. There's no game planning. There's no nothing. And as he said, if they want to talk, come up and talk. What's Kyle going to say to Jake Moody to get his head straight? You're all adults. This is big boy sports. The ball has been held on the ground. Kick it straight. I don't mean to be crass. That's the job.
Right. And you
that's
know,
the job.
And the communication comes from the coordinator, Brant Boyer, who will talk to Moody, and I'm sure they go through all the kicks and foot placement and the mechanics and everything else. And the only time that Shanahan is going to get involved in that conversation is before the game, when he goes up to the coordinator and says, what's the range tonight? You know, based on the weather,
yep,
the wind,
yep,
the direction, and all the rest of it. And so once Shanahan knows that, all right, he's good from 57. That tells Kyle that if we get to the 40, we can give it a try, because that would be 57, and anything beyond that might be a time where they have to go for it on fourth down.
888-957-9570. Anything Niners on the table, and oh, by the way, we're going to unveil a fancy, fancy, fun guest at 3:15. We've been working on this because he's been in the locker room the last couple years with these 49ers and is now maybe retired, maybe open to being unretired. We'll find out. But offensive lineman John Feliciano is going to join us at 3:15. Very, very much looking forward to that conversation. And I want to tell the YouTube audience that, similar to our Valkyries superfan, Brandon Pajemski, and what he did last week, John will be on video with us. He will be on our YouTube page. So get over to YouTube. Fun way to watch and listen to the show. and John will be on with us at 3:15. But anything Niners, Jake Moody or more, on the table. Let's talk it out. Let's start with Nick in Berkeley. Hi, Nick. Thanks for calling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? So, first of all, I just want to say, a kicker is like a pitcher that's on the no-hitter. Don't get near him. Don't talk to him. Leave him alone. You know what I mean? And I think that's what Shanahan is talking about. Also, with Juwan Jennings, man, he saved us a couple times with some crazy-ass catches in the playoffs on, like, a tip ball or whatever. He skied up a couple times. And, like, his third – he's a great third-down possession receiver, man. He makes clutch catches all the time. I've rarely even seen him drop the ball. I think I've seen one pass bounce off his hands, and it was kind of, like, high and behind him. But the man has great hands. You know what I mean? He runs it. He's where he's supposed to be, running routes. And I just think that we're giving him too much grief. The Niners need to pay him a little bit. And maybe, you know, they shouldn't have signed contract extensions before they signed some key players. You know what I mean? Because wide receivers do get hurt. And that's the thing. But the Niners didn't punt yesterday. I mean, Saturday, which was great. And, I was happy that we won the game. You know what I mean? It was good for Moody to kick that ball. But you're right about, it was weird because, like, they said, oh, he's a great wet weather, you know, cold weather kicker. I'm like, well, why would you bring him to California then? Like, you know what I mean? It's like you draft him, you know, he's a high draft pick, and, like, you know, he has a leg, but there's a lot of guys booming kicks from, like, you know, the other side of the 52. So I don't know why they drafted him in the first, you know, but we got to get over it because when we're at the stadium, we got to have good vibes, man. We can't be, like, projecting our negative energy on him because then he'll go out there, he'll feel it, and he'll kick it somewhere to the little patio over there by the Bud Light sign. So, anyway.
Nick, thanks. Yeah, I think we're running the risk here of overthinking this. I don't even really believe in the idea of somebody being a cold-weather kicker or a warm-weather kicker or this kind of – I don't know how many kinds of kickers there are. Kick ball straight.
Right. But he at least has the experience of kicking in the cold.
Yeah, that's fine.
And last year, he was 1-for-3 in Buffalo and 1-for-1 in Green Bay. Okay. And those were two pretty cold situations, as I recall.
Yep.
And I just did it real quick, Mark. 13-for-14 field goals before the injury, 11-for-20 after. So was it the injury? Was he not 100%? Doesn't matter. That's what you did. So now you need to be more like the 13-for-14 guy. If you're the 11-for-20 guy, then he's not going to make it to October.
Yeah, he's not going to be 11-for-20 this year.
Right.
Because he won't be the kicker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.